Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new book. New book means it contains chapters, many, many chapters. So the book we start today is Babul or Kitabul I'tikaf, the book on I'tikaf. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah started first. We did this about sighting the moon of Ramadan, and then we brought the virtues of Ramadan, and then he brought the different ahadith as far as fasting is concerned. And then last we did is about a person giving someone else a sip of water to drink, or giving him a sip of milk, or giving him even a date, and that person that is being hosted, what du'as he should make for the host. So moving in that type of sequence, now we are moving closer towards the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this kitab, Kitabul I'tikaf, the book on I'tikaf. I'tikaf means to remain in a masjid for the purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to gain the closeness of Allah ta'ala by engaging in good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consistently performed I'tikaf every year. This shows that it is sunnat mu'akkadah, an emphasized sunnat in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Some of the wisdoms and benefits of I'tikaf are that in a masjid, one is saved from evil company. In addition, one benefits from the company of the pious people and those who perform extra acts of worship, such as tahajjud, tilawat, dhikr, etc. So once a person is in this company with other people that are doing this additional ibadat, then he is also getting some benefit, he is drawing some benefit from being in the company of such people. One's heart is freed of worldly thoughts and has the opportunity of focusing towards Allah Ta'ala. This grants one the ability to attain the true radiance and blessings of worship. Number three, one is saved from the many sins which generally arise due to meeting people and being involved in business endeavors, etc. And a person mixes up with too many people and mixes up and is involved in business. Now he's exposed to so much of different vices and sins. By him staying in the i'tikaf in the masjid, he's automatically getting saved from that. Number four, the house of Allah Ta'ala is a fortified area where shaitan cannot influence a person as he normally does elsewhere. The effect and power and control that shaitan has to influence a person out of the masjid is much greater than in the masjid. Number five, one who is in i'tikaf is perpetually in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, just like the angels, and this allows him to attain Allah Ta'ala's closeness. Number six, as long as one remains in i'tikaf, one attains the reward of worship, even if one is sleeping. This is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is in i'tikaf and he's sleeping, he's having a rest, he's getting reward as though he's in ibadat. Why? His niyati is that I'm having a rest, so that when I wake up, I'll be fresh for ibadat. So even in his sleep also now, Allah ta'ala is rewarding him. Even though he's sleeping, Allah is rewarding him as though he's in worship. And number seven, as one is considered to be in perpetual worship, one receives the reward of worship on Laylatul Qadr. Just a few, three short ahadith that finishes off this book. This is volume number 2, and then we'll go into volume number 3, inshallah, tomorrow. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'atakifu al-ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform i'tikaf for the last 10 days of Ramadan. Imam Zuhri rahmatullah alayhi stated that i'tikaf was an act of worship which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never omitted from the time he arrived in Madinatul Munawwara until the end of his life. This indicates the importance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to it. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana ya'atakifu al-ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan hatta tawaffahu Allah ta'ala ثم اعتكف ازواجه من بعده متفق عليه. حضرت عائشه رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform i'tikaf for the last 10 days of Ramadan until Allah Ta'ala brought about his demise. Thereafter his wives performed i'tikaf after him. One masala that comes out from here, like how it is sunnah for men to sit for i'tikaf in the masjid, it's also sunnah for women to sit but in the homes. What they should do is they should demarcate some portion of the home and let that be their mu'takaf. Mu'takaf is the place where mu'takif, the person in i'tikaf stays, so that will be their mu'takaf. They demarcate some portion in the home, and like how a man doesn't unnecessarily come out from there, she also wouldn't unnecessarily come out from that place. So a woman should confine herself to a specified place in the home and dedicate herself to salah, acts of worship, during this time. As fasting is a condition for i'tikaf, she may not sit in i'tikaf if she is in her menstrual period. A married woman also requires the consent of a husband to perform i'tikaf. We'll give some explanation on this after we finish this last hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an, qala kana nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'takifu fi kulli ramadhan 10 ayyamin, falamma kana al-aamu alladhi qubida fihi i'takafa 20 yawma, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform i'tikaf for 10 days in every Ramadan. In the year of his demise, he performed i'tikaf for 20 days. The last year that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed i'tikaf was for 20 days. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that his rukhsati, his demise, was close, he doubled his efforts in worship. Hence, he revised the Quran Sharif of Jibreel alayhi salam twice in the last year of his life as opposed to once. Similarly, as mentioned in this hadith, he doubled the amount of time he spent in i'tikaf. This serves as a lesson for the ummah to increase in worship during old age. As the person is getting older, now is not the time to retire and start going overseas for holidays and moving around here and there. Now is the time to start doubling up as far as ibadat is concerned, because now a person is getting closer towards the qabr. This is completely opposite to the thinking of the West and the secular world. Is now when a person is old, his children are married, now is the time he must start enjoying life. We say now is the time a person must start making more effort for the qabr and more effort for the akhirat. So some points under this i'tikaf we explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never missed i'tikaf. So where a person has got that opportunity, his health allows for it and his situation allows for it. In other words, he gets that leave that he needs to get. He doesn't suddenly leave out the other responsibilities that he have. Sometimes a person may have an elderly mother. He may have some sickly people at home. And now if he just goes and says, no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said every year in i'tikaf, and he leaves them unattended to, this is not correct. So depending on a person's situation and whether he can manage it, he can make it, it's something that is emphasized, it's something that is good. Similarly with a woman also, she has the responsibility, domestic responsibilities towards her children, towards the husband, etc. And as we see, she needs the permission of the husband also. And if it can be managed without any complaints, without taking away anybody's rights, and without any one of those people whose rights are due getting upset in any way, then a woman also should sit. It's something that's encouraged. However, if it's going to take away the rights of anybody, she has niyat in her heart, oh Allah, if I had that opportunity without taking away somebody's rights, I would have also sat in i'tikaf. She will get the full reward of sitting in i'tikaf, like that person who has to look after his old mother, or he's got a wife that's not well, or he's got no leave from work. He also has a niyat in his heart, wallah, if I had that opportunity, I would have sat for i'tikaf. Inshallah, Allah will give him the full reward because his niyat was there. And now he can still sit for nafil i'tikaf. He won't get that sunnat mu'akkada i'tikaf. Nafil i'tikaf means that he can spend the nights in ibadat, nobody will stop him. So he can give extra time. And when he comes to the masjid, he can make niyat of nafil i'tikaf. So everything is not lost for a person who doesn't have the opportunity of sitting for sunnah i'tikaf. Sunnah i'tikaf is first prize. But if a person can't get it, then at least he can spend some time in nafil i'tikaf. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. The difference between nafil i'tikaf and sunnah i'tikaf is nafil i'tikaf, a person can leave the masjid, carry out his responsibilities, do whatever he needs, and still spend time in the masjid. With sunnat i'tikaf, he can't leave the masjid. If he leaves the masjid unnecessarily, then what will happen? Then his i'tikaf breaks. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. Unnecessarily means that he's not going to the toilet, or he's not going for the ghusl, or he's not called out to the court to attend a court case. Something of this nature is called necessary. Anything else is not necessary. So if a person leaves the masjid for these things, or even forgetfully leaves the masjid, then also his i'tikaf breaks. Now he has to keep qaza together with a fast, because i'tikaf is kept with a fast. So he has to keep qaza of the i'tikaf would he fast for that particular day that he broke or he left the masjid. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.